my sister. Know your brother loves you after death. And I'm still looking for Chase, Jeremy Shaden, and Doc. Maria Croy, Bob Jones, and Joe Side. It's crazy up here. I've been in line since I landed, filling out paperwork to make sure I am who I say I am. But what I miss most is your voice. My memory's still the same, even though my life has changed. It's what gets me by, all the simple joys. I was late from my own funeral so I could spend the day as a ghost on your shoulder.
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 I was late from my own funeral so I could spend the day as a ghost on your shoulder. Anyways, over here the roads are pristine. I only wish I could have brought my Honda with me. That thing's gonna outlive your kids, kids, so don't forget. Every 60,000, give the transmission fluid the business. Drive it back to New Orleans, have a hand grenade for me, and kill the hangover with PJs in the morning. I wanna hear your laughter in the hereafter. Unconditional, no matter where luck steers the dagger. Smile, it may not feel like a lot, but trust, in the end, it's the only thing you got. I don't mind that you don't care, I don't mind, and I'll be late for yours too, so I guess it's only fair. It's clear you pick the moments you choose to be your father, and I'm guilty of letting my mood determine what I call you. Derek, Mr. Morrison, Dad, whatever it is today, I'm your son, and even in the next step won't change. But what I miss most is your voice. My memory's still the same, even though my life has changed. What gets me by are the simple joys. I was late for my own funeral so I could spend the day as a ghost on your shoulder.
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 Somebody tell that priest he can wait, 'cause we ain't doing this thing until tomorrow. Yeah. You see, what I miss most is your voice. My memory's still the same, even though my life has changed. What gets me by are the simple joys. I was late for my own funeral so I could spend the day as a ghost on your shoulder.
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 I was late for my own funeral so I could spend the day as a ghost on your shoulder. Yeah, you don't need to be my father right now, but as the final hours wind down, let's take this walk and put the pride down and own the moment while we can. Yeah, yeah. You don't need to be my father right now, but as the final hours wind down, let's take this walk and put the pride down and own the moment while we can. For everything you took, this is for everything you took. This is for everything you took. This is for everything you took. You gave me my name. You gave me my name. For everything you took. You gave me my name. Take it to the grave.
This was the Illustrated Mixtapes mixtape, a dedication to Shane Young, aka Trey Lemma. And the tracklist was Chesky 100 Dragonflies, followed by Ira Lee, Deadliest Catch, Gregory Pepper, I Got a Bottle, Epic Road Trips featuring Bluebird, The Jellyfish Brigade, In the Green Grass, Metropolis Now with Another Tomorrow featuring Cam the Wizard and Nolto, followed by Paranoid Castle, Laugh Out Loud, and Toussaint Morrison, Late for My Own Funeral. As Bluebird and Epic said, some people will never know how much we appreciate their music. Shane always let us know how much he loves what we're doing. And we absolutely miss you, brother.
Hey, I'm Harper K. Smith, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
What's going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts of Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. This is episode 37. We are talking about the 22nd release in the history of Peanuts of Corn Records. The album is called Hip Hop Wieners, All Beef, No Chicken. Hip Hop Wieners were Pip Skid and John Smith, aka Bazooka Joe 204. This record came out in October of 2002. It was a really fun record to make, but it has a bit of a weird history. This is going to be a jam-packed episode. I got a ton of audio from Pip. I got a ton of audio from Joe. I got my own thoughts. I've got great tracks to play. We have to get into it. We cannot waste time. Okay, so let me start with Joe describing the Hip Hop Wieners project. Let's go.
Hip Hop Wieners. You know, the idea was born out of Pippi and I at the Wax Museum. We found Cash Money Millionaire's double LP, all instrumentals, Manny Fresh instrumentals. We're having a bit of a party at Wax Museum. Freestyled over these Manny Fresh instrumentals for hours. That was kind of the genesis of the Wieners. The writing process was pretty fun. My partner and I at the time were in Victoria house sitting for a couple months prior to recording, Pip came out and joined us, and we were inspired by Jägermeister and grapefruit juice cocktails and the Super Bowl of competitive eating. This eating contest in which thousands of pounds of the food they were going to eat would be dumped from a vat in the ceiling to the ground. It was impactful enough to get a shout out in the liner notes.
Okay, let me now jump to Pip. Pip also has his thoughts on what the Hip Hop Wieners were and why they were formed. I think it's important to hear both, because when we hear the first song, you need to listen to my attempt to satisfy what these guys were trying to do.
Okay, Hip Hop Wieners. What can I say about Hip Hop Wieners? Ugh. Well, I believe that Hip Hop Wieners started when Joe was working at Wax Museum. I'd hang out there with Joe a lot. And we freestyled over the Manny Fresh Cash Money instrumental vinyl for hours and hours and hours. We wore that thing out, eventually probably taking it on tour with us. I think initially wanted to make something different. I don't think we did particularly. It still sounds a lot like a PNC record. I mean, at the time I was discovering a lot of West Coast and Southern rap music that I'd missed because I was so East Coast focused. Definitely turned my nose up on West Coast stuff. West Coast and Southern rap was also, I think, a lot harder to get up in Canada. It was a whole new genre of rap that I'd missed that was really good, but also, and I think it was me turning and just being uninterested in a lot of the underground rap that was happening at the time. And Hip Hop Wieners definitely came out of that. I mean, I imagine we were probably bugging McEnroe to start using drum machines and make us something similar that, you know, we definitely wanted Rob to just make us Manny Fresh beats. And I'm sure he was annoyed by that.
Okay, so this is the key point behind the Hip Hop Wieners. Pip and Joe, who were in the same crew but weren't in a group together, formed this group out of love for Manny Fresh beats. They would play certain songs when we'd go on tour over Manny Fresh beats and have this just totally different vibe. And ultimately, as the producer for the label, I was the one who was supposed to try to make beats to make them happy. But I could not make Manny Fresh beats. I wasn't a Manny Fresh fan. I wasn't at that time listening to pretty much anything besides maybe a little bit of Outkast from the South. Wasn't really listening to much West Coast unless it was underground. I just wasn't in the right place. But I did give it a go. I did try to make something that would satisfy that. And so here is my attempt at making a beat that, you know, was supposed to be hype enough to make them happy and to substitute for Manny Fresh. This is the McEnroe version of Manny Fresh. So let's listen to the track that was supposed to satisfy that. This song is called Run and Hide. It features Bird of Prey. It's a good song, but it's in that world where I'm still sampling. I'm trying to sound like something that's not in my wheelhouse, and I don't think we ever got to where we wanted to go in terms of making the hype shit that these guys were trying to do. But let's check it out. This is Run and Hide, Hip Hop Wieners featuring Bird of Prey.
Over here. Over here. Over here. Yeah. Y'all wanna dance?
Winnipeg, where my dogs at? Ooh, goddamn, smoking pot in my room, it's like Amsterdam. Honey ham, yeah, you could say that shit smoked. And I ain't talking hickory, baby, you getting choked. Break a bread in my cougar boot, you lose your head. Kokomo with the Beach Boys, the fuck club man. No tripping off the shiznit, this wallet, it holds a deuce. Hamburger helper and a six pack of moose. All the hot shit highlighted in the TV guide. Car phone with speed dial, charging up in my ride. Pip Skittle access, I don't mingle with the crowd. In the can, getting hammered, kick the drum machine loud. We bang ballin' wood, cause this block is hot. Foundation to keep my zips from showing before they pop. Big Jesus peace to keep all your fool shit and be like, no, 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 no.
Hot shit, hot shit. That island for you. A big mug with OJ ice and yak. A bag of all the chips, barbecue, that's my shit. Pause the Dreamcast, cause I ain't about to miss my hit. What's up? We wildin' cause we got four joysticks. That's right, big ballin' and it make the homeboy sick. That's tight, then I'ma head into the pub and get drunk. Say what? Then I'ma roll to the club and get crunk. Say what? Then I'ma smile the girls and call guys punks. You heard John Smith, aka Joey Jeremiah.
Word.
I'm down with pariahs, thugs, and herbs. Topless waitresses, sex trade workers, and nerds. So, whoa, 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 Kimo Sabe. Don't mind me when I'm groggy up in Avenue's lobby. Yeah. Or I'm liable to get sick, make it a biohazard. That's why you shouldn't start shit with the break bread bastards.
Midnight on the flip side, put them up if they're your hands, put them back if it's a six pack. You're broken in me, you need to fix that. Hunger pangs are the worst form of stomach upset. Some get up in an outrageous hour for overtime. Too many years were made you sour, and it's over now. Like 112, still at it after the sun fell. I'm unhinged, about to fall out like gun shells. Run with an assortment, we feel like we're orphans or stepchildren. Not invited to family portraits, too dirty to do dirt. Do more damage to your advantage. Motherfucker, I'm more managed. Hardcore candid, broadcast with poor standards. East Vandal, St. John and North Sandwich. No tour manager on the road to pure panic. Take him to war, flying the peanuts and corn banner.
Forget about it, I'm never sampling again. It's all about the simple shit, baby.
Whoa, whoa.
So when you hear a verse and then you hear me being the hype man, which is just, it's basically bizarre. It's like, it's not my character to ever do that. I'm just trying to be a good producer for these guys making this beat that I probably wasn't feeling that much. A lot of, synth bass line, chopped up drums, but not really to the level of what they were looking for. Screaming after each verse. Very strange. I do like the song. I like the song, but I'm just not sure. I think it's an interesting kind of thing if you're looking at this label and this style of production we do, and then it's like, oh, trying to do something we weren't in our comfort zone. It wasn't an evolution. It was trying to be a revolution. Didn't really work, which Pip says in his thing where it's like, we're trying to make something different, and we did not really make something different. Like, that's as different as it got. And then we did a lot of kind of regular Peanuts and Corn style stuff. Let's talk about a track that did very well for this record, which is called Brains and Brawn. This is the John Smith solo track. So what happened was, he had this track, he wrote it. He played it live kind of over a breakbeat for a while, and then we kind of built a track for him. Joe sent me this clip almost a year ago when I started the podcast, because he didn't really understand the format of the podcast. So he recorded this. He recorded 10 minutes about Brains and Brawn, which we don't have time to air all of. So I'm going to do this little edit. Here is Joe talking about Brains and Brawn, and then we'll go right into Brains and Brawn.
John Smith dropped the J and it's on, along with Break Bread off of Peanuts and Corn. Maybe the most clever thing I've ever committed to record, certainly the catchiest thing I've ever put on a record, I think, if I'm judging by people's reactions to it. And so I bring it to Honeycutt. Honeycutt and I figure out a break that works for it. And the way we would play it is Honeycutt would just extend the breaks live for the entirety of my rapping. And Winnipeg at this time was really, really lively when it came to playing shows. And so I probably played Brains and Brawn for a year before the Hip Hop Wieners album comes out. And we play so often that even though you can't go home and listen to this song because it hasn't come out yet, people memorize the hook when I'm playing it live. People are rapping the hook along with me, which is an incredible feeling. Roddy's version of Brains and Brawn, I feel like, was maybe a little bit sunnier and a little bit bouncier than the version that Tyler and I did live. Nevertheless, both versions resonate with people. The first time I meet DJ Moves, for instance, Moves, you know, shakes my hand and says, John Smith, drop the J and it's on.
You wanna grumble, file a grievance with me in the flesh, believing it's some sort of achievement, dissing me on the net. Shit, I'm a rapper who stalks a red river, working on a dead liver, often snapping, got him clapping when I give her. I opt out in front and after I rocked out. For my own town, for 2 years I got clout. What these jerks talk about and how many of them talking can't be smirched, the pure dopeness of my walk. Man, go ahead, put your best fact checker on my track record, my past checkered, lacquer and alabaster, trying to outlast ever the outcast, weather the storm, the trauma tore the tow line that tethered into the norm. Metal with the reborn, baby entrepreneur, less lyrical, more like literature, hunting for the dope score, something bumping to back my poor folklore. Yo, golden raps pocketed in the smoke store, rolling back watches and the roaches spoke for. I call dibs, but I never get shotgun. Bullshitting is dirt cheap, and I've been known to drop tons. I'm a dump truck, a hot one for all you sucker ducks who think the way I fuck it up is dumb luck. I have come unstuck, and I'm gaining momentum in my conversational picture painting invention. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm, people unleash the evil of the brains and brawn. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm, people unleash the evil of the brains and brawn. Yo, you've been forewarned about the brains and brawn, the stepping razor ain't afraid to play, so game on, get your lame on. I got my game face on, set the pace of the race and maintain it for the duration. I'm nonchalant during my victory lap, don't wanna flaunt but they're giving me dap. I know my history, so symmetry and rap is what I practice, so dissed MCs on my blacklist need only look right past the lattice that tricks my halves into difference. You're on the side of madness, longingly gazing at the vulnerable Smith revealed in my songs of sadness. The hapless brazenly assume that I never established myself as the baddest, but when it comes to battles, who's rolling up the cabbage? And I never wanna lose it like a bad habit, some cash to be won, fucking A, I'll take a stab at it. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm, people unleash the evil of the brains and brawn. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm, people unleash the evil of the brains and brawn.
No man, the girl is dissing me.
Dissing you. Dissing me too. Oh.
Since you came here, you gotta show and prove. Since you came here, you gotta show.
It's worth about as much as a maybe. I write a verse and if it gets recorded, yo, that's crazy. I'm hasty to set straight those who relate me with the flaky hip-hop come lately. I'm dirtier than scabies, living in a not-so-spacey townhouse with my mom and her five babies. I'm John Wayne Gacy, take my art from this town to that town, mostly paintings of faint smiles on sad clowns, eerily enhanced by my disturbing details and backgrounds. It sucks when your appetite for self-destruction has you ripe for reduction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and not the big ball and shot calling wall of game. It's like picking a scab, I can't leave well enough alone, kicking raps till I'm expelled like shells from chrome.
Great cut, that one, the Digital Underground cut. That song is Brains and Brawn. That was a live staple, really fun track. That beat is a very straightforward beat, break beat, and then the sample that I used, the guitar part, and then the more expansive part with the vibes. I want to get back to a couple things. Let's listen to Pip talking a little bit more about the record and the cuts on the record. Then we're going to get into a posse cut. We talked on this podcast about what is the best posse cut of all time on Peanuts and Corn. I think we have said the candidates were 8 bars each from the Park Lake Setting record. We had Butcher's Bill from the Gruff record. Here's another candidate coming up. So let's listen to Pip, and then we're going to hear a track called Studio Time. Studio Time is pretty cool because it features the Goods, both Gordsky, the DJ for the Goods, and Noah, the rapper for the Goods, both on the record, so that's pretty exciting. And to me, Gordsky crushes this track. So let's listen to Pip, and then we'll go right into Studio Time.
Another thought, I mean, when Honeycutt made the cover, and he was photoshopping. I mean, I really liked the cover, except for the photo he used of me. I still hate it. He, of course, had to pick the worst photo of me. I'm sure you guys thought that was fucking hilarious because because I never take myself too seriously. I just let it go, but asshole move. Speaking of Honeycutt, I think he did all the cuts. Maybe Gorski did some, but I don't think so. Anyway, a lot of good scratching on this record, which anytime I make a record, for me, that's really important. I often will help find those things, or probably one of my best contributions to this record was the Stetsasonic on Fire sample for Studio Time. The took a little time, wrote a little rhyme. Because I for sure had just found the Stetsasonic on Fire cassette. That was a record that I missed, the first Stetsasonic record. So that would have stuck out to me.
To pieces playing the rubble, less trouble to just say than make HHW hip hop wieners. The nastiest shit in plastic, built from the ground up and packaged with the graphic. Served at the counter for the smack lips to snap into. Rap with the sinners, every meal could be the last dinner. Get retarded with my martyr starter kit. Go farther, there's a market for this shit. I should be flogging. It's got cyanide mitts, cement shoes for swimming. Two different lengths of wood, one says Henry. What's within's good for girls and boys, so enjoy all beef, no chicken.
White guys that wear their hats backwards annoy me. The only exception to this pet peeve is Gorski, you bore me. Bet you haven't shit in 4 days. Come on, y'all, get with the new dance craze. Call up the fermented, huddle up like a shrimp. Now your right leg was beaten by a cop, so you limp, look scorned. And throw your fist in the air. Other hand stressfully gets ran through your hair. A bit of the running man in a nervous shake. Don't trust the DJ. Like he's on the take. Do it for hours until you smell like a cast. And tell buddy he's dead when you get your gym pass.
We walk around half the time with our fly open. So cool with eye opening rhymes that pry open a duel between people that hate me and I hate people. But lately I stay calm for the sake of their safety. I burn like Kevin Spacey and watch him obsess over some beauty on the tube like this American race. I case in case react like claustrophobia. Then throw my hands up in the sky, swinging wildly, cause I know I'm sick of the side order of bullshit and prizes. Just sex, lies, and videotape. Those sly snakes, our attitude emulates. A mallet in full swing and we'll stay persistent, swinging till it breaks the balance.
Not gonna sit and do something stupid like saying let's fight till we do something conventional tonight. I'd be more likely to stand on my head and think of something better instead to say, or stay in bed today thinking about my first meal like it takes no real life. Licking a battery unflattering, I don't feel like falling in the familiar. Fuck what the fiends found, fight everyone in town and claim that it's my scene sound, right? So long as I have fun. Every time I see Ricky J, I want to give that guy a class bump. Like, ready to cry. I hope you drown. Tears are just eyebrow grease when I hold you upside down.
Well, how do you suppose that the pros of freedom probe? You won't give me your ear, cause I'll bite off the whole lobe. Like I can't control myself, a slobbering idiot. My mouth's a lethal weapon and the internet's my guinea pig. Skinny legs and bulging eyes, I'm looking for what's human. Behind all the fleshy talk, it's sex, rock, and constant feuding. Fueling the fire, a higher altitude to see. The twins reduced to rubble and the truth shall set you free. And the youth shall accept the third world debt and go on a hot date. Out of fear that if we don't get laid, we'll have to face the police state. See, great balls of fire might fall from the sky, but it's God's flaming testicle come to smite those who cry. Well, good riddance to the infants, just get me a picture of his left nut so I can go home to my wife and surprise her with guess what?
I'm gruff. That was 14 lines. We told you 12 lines. 12 lines.
Another half-wit in line at the Payless. Trying to get a discount and paying by check. You can't be a badass, I'm sorry to say this. You'll never measure up to Floss and Roddy Vegas. I copied Pippi and went out and bought women's frames. You copied me when it came to rock and rap names. Cashews and carrots, what a name for an imprint. It took me half a second to mark you as a dimwit. These mark ass busters, Jay-Z is flat broke. These buster ass marks, being indie's a bad joke. Put them on the stage, that's what we'll all see. You can really rock a crowd like Stanley Spadowski.
We took a little time.
Welcome to
this underground type series of connected tunnels, interlocking areas in which these rappers dwell. Posse cuts are played out,
we appear to be fly MCs.
It's a sausage party,
we're actually rabbits.
There you have it, from the crypt to the tunnel, from the cradle to the bar, the nipple to the funnel, the sun'll come out, the father's screaming wood. Me and my friends are all on each other's nuts. Don't think I won't rap for the cheese. Your girl will leave you with lonely disease. Underground rap is gone with the breeze. Warm wide, you my rabbit, yo, whole ton of worries.
Just to start this off, where's the lazy materialist? I feel duped and hoodwinked just like a crazy spiritualist. Empiricist of that which is so not hot, it's got to be got. When you stop the shop, remember to check out the moms and pops. Calm down when I see cops, but then I run down three blocks. Drop my blue and gray Reeboks, buy a scoop on first half. I'm the worst case to have to burst your face with my jab. Rappers posing fanciful, undanceable, and trapped. The same damn dude who reads jam like food, gonna end up caught on camera, beating up the room. People fucking with my money when they bump me on the street. Put hip hop on those wieners, honey cut, make the beat.
I make a quarter mil every 10 years, and y'all ain't got shit on me. You can cold lick the balls. Never gonna be addicted to fame. Knock your promo shot out the picture frame. What can you do to make the scene better? Kill every MC who wears a green sweater. Just ask yourself how your album's comparing when you come to the spot dressed like Malcolm McLaren. So many DJs in rave apparel wanna hang with Billy Joel and Dave Navarro. Make trip hop or rip off the meters like New Funk. Who the fuck are hip hop readers?
We took a little time.
All right, that is Studio Time. That is, that was John Smith, Pipskid, Gumshoe Strut, Yai, Gruff, McEnroe, Gordsky, Noah, Bird of Prey. A couple things. One, the beat, the original beat was made by Honeycutt. It's a Honeycutt beat. I added a little bit of the fills with the organ and stuff like that. It's a Honeycutt beat. I think Honeycutt also did the cuts, the Stetsasonic cuts. Pip mentioned that he thought Honeycutt did all the cuts in the record. I don't believe that's correct. I believe Scratch Bastard did some, and Gordsky did some as well. Also, I was a jerk to Gruff. My apologies. Kind of clowning him for having too many bars. What an ass that was. My apologies, Gruff. And then Gordsky. Can we talk about Gordsky's raps? Like, his verse slays everybody. Me and my crew are all on each other's nuts. That's some good shit. Okay. So, love that track. Maybe the best Pianza Gordon Posse Cut of all time. I don't know. You let me know what you think, kids. Let's listen to some more Joe thoughts about sort of where they were at the time, and then Pip a little bit more as well.
We were rapidly gaining recognition around the time of Hip Hop Wieners. One thing that drove that point home for me was in Victoria, walking with my partner at the time, a couple blocks away down a hill, we see a man walking his dog. After we crossed paths with the guy, you know, he was staring at me crazy. A couple steps past each other, and he turns around and goes, "Oh my God, are you John Smith?" And it really sunk in at that moment that our audience was no longer just local. We were being recognized nationally, all the way here on the other side of the country.
On this record, I also was starting to become very suspicious of the internet. I imagine the computer keys clicking at the end of my hip hop sloth are me. That was my idea. It was probably Rod's fingers, but my idea. I was definitely becoming very suspicious of the internet. Again, I'm a clairvoyant. Where is the internet now? It's in a very bad place, and I could see this a million years ago.
No one wants community, so let's split up the genre. One side does the dishes, the other retires to the sauna. Okay, everyone thinks the Karis one is whack. You start the dishes now, and when you're finished, we'll be back. Just say my name in private, and I'ma come find you. Tap you on the opposite shoulder, let me remind you. This is the last time your disgust gets addressed. Never no more, you suck energy from my chest. Penny and Pest, Chicken Peck, Armageddon, Rap Rune. if I subscribe to all that, then there's no sense doing. And if there's no sense doing, then my life is done. Just cause a bunch of dudes stand around rapping don't make it fun. I'm a Dark Sun rider, Brother Jay is in this broth. Well, you slouching radiation, rapping the hip off. Phantom of the Goth Opera, Kwame on top of ya. Barf on your black pants, I suffer from nausea. I wear pink underneath, cause it's how I feel. All tender like veal, vocal cords ready to squeal. Bloody murder if some teenager fucks us in a review. We'll have cops in your district playing a game of Clue. You're not dealing with normality, these piercings are serious. What hides under my ponytail is dark and mysterious. It's a giant skin-colored phallic wiener.
All beef,
no chicken.
Hairy
and skeener
on the lips,
and I'm the asshole. Balanced nutrition. Maury Povich premiered our video on Inside Edition. No one would listen to my MP3. Got so depressed, laid out in bed all day, and I couldn't get dressed. There's only so much experimenting I'm willing to take. It's like you need to have a recipe to bake that cake. Otherwise, it's just some shitty dessert that no one wants to eat, and that ain't avant-garde. It's a process that's incomplete. See, I'm not trying to be a dink. This is just how I see it. But if you can't take criticism, good riddance, so be it. If you love it, free it. And if it talks behind your back, then it definitely loves you. This world is whack. Okay, everyone that glazed Chuck D in a gold layer thought you finally had a profit, but were disappointed later. Listen, player, there's limits to positive human action. And if in my life I can accomplish just a fraction of what KRS-One or Chuck D have done, then I could die without beef, knowing my Uzi weighs a ton. The hip off sloth move slow, but don't be tricked because it's on the down low. While you sleep at night, it likes to type. Don't believe the hype.
That is some very fast fake typing, I tell you. That is Hip Hop Sloth Part 2, Pipskid. Other tracks we could have played that we didn't. Poor Folk, great track. I'm actually going to play the Poor Folk remix on a bonus pod that I'm going to record this week and put out. So I'm going to play the Poor Folk remix on that. So I didn't play Poor Folk on this one, but that's a classic song. Suge Knight is a classic song. It's just so long. The Sleep at the Wheel is an amazing song on this record too. And Cologne, oh, it's called You Smell Awful. The hook goes, "Where you the Cologne" by DJ Honeycutt. So that has some very funny lines too. If you accept that this record is just a Peanuts and Corn record with Mac and Roll production, with some Honeycutt production and good cuts and funny raps and guys having a good time and not taking themselves too seriously, it's a great record. But there is these moments where we're trying to be something we're not, like the first song I played, which was called Run and Hide, and that's when it's a little bit like, what? What's going on here? But overall, I would say that the Hip Hop Wieners was a really fun record. It did well for us. We pressed a lot of CDs and sold them. We pressed a lot of vinyl and sold them. I still do have some double vinyl. That is this episode. I want to thank Pip and Joe both for taking the time to record such good thoughts and putting them on tape. And then next week, we will be talking about another one of my solo records called The Convenience EP, the 20th release on Peanuts and Corn. So that'll be fun. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Peanuts and Corn Podcast. We will catch you next week. Peace. What is up, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. We're on episode 36. And today we're talking about the 23rd release on Peanuts and Corn Records, PNC024. That is McEnroe's Billy's Vision. This is an instrumental record that I made. It was released on Peanuts and Corn in 2002, fall of 2002, but it was a reissue because I recorded it in 1999. I recorded it for a man named Andrew Hunter, an artist who had commissioned me to make a soundtrack to an art exhibit he had called Billy's Vision. He made a story, a book about Billy's Vision, and that was the story of an alien that comes to Earth and sort of leaves clues about his identity in the prairies. And he ended up having an exhibit at the Mendel Gallery in Saskatchewan. Andrew had moved to Winnipeg and had heard about Peanuts and Corn, So he had started to talk to me about doing some art installations. We actually did a really fun show out at a place he managed in St. Norbert, I think it was. We had this really fun show with Andrew Hunter. And then he approached me about this Billy's Vision project. He said, I want you to make an instrumental record as a soundtrack to this exhibit I'm doing. And so, and he had a book. So he showed me the book. I made the music. And then he released it, his book with the CD, as its own kind of release through the Mendel Gallery. And so we released, I think, 500 or 1,000 copies. I ended up selling a good chunk of them myself. And then once those sold out, we reissued it on Peanuts and Corn. So PNC 2023 is a bit of a reissue and a bit of a jump in time. As far as making this record, I had already made an instrumental record in my career called Emissions, which was more supposed to be jazz hop. I was listening at that time to like a lot of Grey Boy and a lot of, you know, hip hop meets jazz, new jazz kind of styles. But for Billy's Vision, it's supposed to be more of a soundtrack. And I remember having a friend named Joel in a band called, he was in a bunch of bands. One was called Skingerbread Man, but he was in some other band and he was able to hook me up with a real Rhodes electric piano. And so he lent me, or he or someone he knew lent me this Rhodes electric piano, and Andrew Hunter gave me money to make the soundtrack. And I went out and I bought an ADAT, what was called an ADAT sort of starter, studio starter kit of some kind. It was an ADAT with all the cables and a mixer. I think I bought a microphone and a stand, and I made this instrumental record. It was the first record I made with the ADAT that I owned. Very exciting thing. So I think I would have made it sometime after Fermented Reptile, but before Park Like Setting. So it probably falls in what it should really be in PNC 011, but it's been reissued. So let's check out a track. So what I did here was I just sort of jammed, made these loops, and then built the loops up with little bits of instrumental stuff, samples, scratching, soundtracks. Let's have a listen, and then I can get into some more detail. Thank you. All right, so that is track two from Billy's Vision. One thing that I did not do is name these tracks. So basically there are 14 tracks and it's all Untitled 1, Untitled 2, all the way to Untitled 14. So that's Untitled 2. That particular track is a lot, like a lot of them, where I would probably start with a drum beat that I made on the computer. I bought a Macintosh somewhere in 98 and I started making beats with that. So I would have made a drum beat and then start jamming to the drum beat with the electric piano and did probably three or four different tracks of electric piano. You could hear the bass line is electric piano. The main keys are electric piano. And then once I had that laid down as sort of just a basic beat, I would try to add some stuff, whether it was talking or scratching or other ambient stuff from records. So that particular record, I don't know what the record was. It was like some kind of... I think it was a Chinese chanting thing. But if you recognize it, it's because you can hear part of that same sound in the movie Blade Runner. They use that same little bit of singing or that a little bit of that chunk. So I did not sample the Blade Runner soundtrack. I don't think it's on it. But it's the same thing that was used in Blade Runner. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if I knew that at the time when I put that down. So, yeah, that's kind of the concept of the record. And what does happen a lot on the record is, you know, in an effort to make the songs have more stuff, I'd either play records and try to fill it up with ambient sounds and or scratch things. Or I also went to the video store. There's a video store. I forget what it was called, but it was I lived on Corydon Avenue or lived actually on McMillan Avenue just off Corydon in 99. And I was living alone on McMillan, and so I set up a studio in my living room of McMillan, and down Corydon Avenue was this little obscure kind of video shop, very small, and you could rent all this weird stuff. And so I think I went there one week or one night and just got six of the weirdest VHS tapes I could find and then went through them all and sampled as much of them as I could. So throughout the record, there's some stuff about aliens and alien abduction, which was obviously something I was looking for because of the concept from Andrew Hunter, the Billy's Vision concept. Also just, you know, like there's a, I'll play a song later, but there's a sample of an Orson Welles story from, I'm not sure which Orson Welles movie it was, a story about the scorpion and the frog, that kind of thing. So just trying to find little bits, and some of it can be quite disjointed. So I think one of the things about this record is it has moments that I like, but it's also extremely random. And there's some stuff that is just did not need to even be released. It's kind of a, it's a bit of a mess, this record. I think it was like, you know, Andrew had asked me to make this record. I had a time period when I was supposed to make it, which was to finish sometime in early January of 2000. So I was working on it late 99 and into 2000. I was supposed to deliver it and get it done. And so pretty much any and every idea that I had to start this record would become either an interlude or a song. So it does tend to be a little bit random where there's certain songs that, you know, I'm sampling things and nothing seems to be related to it. Self. Let's see if I can give you an example here. Let's listen to the track Untitled 6. So this is more of an interlude. It's basically if I had a full idea or a beat I really liked, I would extend it to, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, like the first song, Untitled 2, which is one of my favorites on the record. Then if I had a half idea, I would still use it because I needed to finish this record. But this is an example of a half idea, like it's a kind of a half-fast beat where not that much happens, and then a bunch of samples that don't have anything to do with each other. So let's check this out. This is Untitled 6.
Just keep on thinking about that, George. They set up new product operations, they have a sales promotion firm, and they look at the invention in a business-like way.
Wholly useless when it comes to spreading the benefits of our great and occidental civilization to the benighted of the world, or even for working within to improve the system we have so carefully constructed to be maximally effective in preserving our way of perceiving the world.
You might find yourself suffering a greater or lesser distortion of your visual and auditory perceptions. A minute might seem like an hour. Music might sound strangely beautiful. You might feel disembodied, boundless, spinning helplessly through space in free fall. Every atom of your being ringing with sweet joy. So watch it, kids. Life is serious business. Don't waste time on weird kicks.
So that's Untitled 6. So I had like this little piece of bass. I looped it, put in these drums, played some electric piano, and then put random bits of dialogue. The first is from some movie, some kind of noirish movie from probably the 40s or 50s. Then you've got like these anti-corporate records. You've got a Bob Newhart record. Rest in peace, Bob Newhart. He just passed away. You know, it's just a little random, just a little bit like a jam sandwich kind of thing. Not sure what the point of that is. I remember sending it to Andrew and he just loved it. Like the point was Andrew Hunter asked me to make this record for him. And he was just a really fun, enthusiastic person, really liked what we were doing and was just a, you know, a really cool, fun guy. And so when I sent him the finished product, he was just super excited about it. And what he did with the record, I mentioned that he put a book out and that we sold copies of the record before we reissued it on Peanuts and Corn. But also the record played at the Mendel Gallery kind of on a loop in part of the gallery. And he had a whole sculpture with this little shack that this Billy character supposedly lived in, with these paintings on the wall and all this kind of stuff. It was super cool. So I went out for the opening in Saskatoon. Our good friends, So-So, a.k.a. Troy Grosdale, who I believe is still at the Mendel, or was at the Mendel for many years. And Epic was there. Shout out to Epic. So the Saskatoon homies were in the house. Oh, Joss Ives was there. And they hung out and checked out this exhibit that Andrew Hunter did, and with my music playing. Did I DJ that night? I don't think I DJ'd. I think I just went and checked it out. I can't remember. I do have some photos from that event at the Mendel Gallery in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, sometime in early 2000. And I remember it being winter. It must have been because I moved to Vancouver in June or July of 2000. So it would have been before I moved to Vancouver. So yeah, we'll share some photos of that and some of the pictures from the book, because the visual aspect of this particular project was really cool. And Andrew did a bunch of little books. I still have them all somewhere. He gave me all the stuff for inspiration. So shout out to him. Let's check out another track. This is my favorite track on the record. This is called Untitled 10. And the reason I like this track is because I love the main keyboard part. And how that part came about was I must have rented a quadriverb or bought a quadriverb. So back in the day, I was an Alesis ahead, where I would get an ADAT and a quadriverb as an effect rack. So I was playing around with whatever preset on the quadriverb where you play a note and it comes back pitched up and down. And so you hit whatever note and it goes da na 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 da 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 na 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 da na 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 da na 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 na. Pretty simple, but when it comes back, it was kind of beautiful when you played a nice genuine Rhodes electric piano into this. And so that's where this riff came from. I'm not playing every single note. I'm actually only playing one note, and then it's all bouncing back on this effect thing with a pitch shift up and down. So let's listen to track 10. You could tell I love this track because it's really long. Nothing happens. And it's about 5 minutes long of just the beat kind of rocking with the bass line, with the drums. And then I've got some scratching going on. Pretty basic track, but really something I do really like. And I think it holds up pretty well. So let's check it out. Untitled 10.
Thank you.
Okay, that is Untitled 10. I said that's my favorite track on the record. It's also probably the longest track, maybe not. The longest track is track 12, which I was going to play, but it's too long. It's basically kind of an okay beat with a whole bunch of conspiracy theorist type, which is probably one of those VHSs I got from the video store down the street, talking about alien abductions and also talking about how the human brain operates at the same frequency as the cell phone towers, and that the cell phone towers are all set up to do mind control. That's what that track's about. It goes on and on. I was going to play it, but I don't need to play it, because then when I heard tracks 13 and 14, I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot that I asked my friend Dominique Reynolds. So a good friend, her sister is a really good friend of mine and my wife's. And so when I was making this record, I think I had seen Dominique play with her band, and I was like, can you come into the studio to my place and just listen to these beats and just sing some wordless kind of singing? And she came in and did it for the last couple of tracks, which I think really added a whole lot. And when I was listening to this record, I was like, oh my goodness, I completely forgot that I had Dominique Reynolds on one of my records, and it was really fun to do. I'm fun to work with her. So let's check out this. This is track 13, Untitled 13. This is Mac and Roe from Billy's Vision, but this features Dominique Reynolds. Thank you. That's a very chunky sounding 3/4 beat that I made. The beat, the drums that I was making in this period of time are very distinct sounding, where I was chopping up these drums, but I didn't really have the natural sound coming yet, if I ever did, but especially not at this time. So this is the time of Ethics EP, Billy's Vision, Fermented Reptile, and then finally Park-Like Setting. This is kind of that era with a very specific production style where I first got a computer and started making beats. So I made that beat and, you know, pounded out a riff on the... Sounds like there's some bass guitar in there. Sounds like there's some Rhodes piano like there is on every single track. And then I had Dominique Reynolds come in and lace the track, did some filter on it, did some echo on it. Sounds great. She sounds great. She's on the next track, Untitled 14, as well. She sounds great on that as well. So it was really fun to re-listen to this record. It's a very uneven record if you listen to it all. There's some stuff that could have easily been left out. But I said I would make a full record for Andrew Hunter, and I did. Reissued it in 2002, and then went through it today with you. It was fun. So there you go. That is Billy's Vision for you. Next week, I have the honor and privilege of talking to both Pipskid and Bazooka Joe 204 for the project called Hip Hop Wieners, All Beef, No Chicken. A very, very fun record. It's going to be impossible to figure out what four tracks to listen to. I'm going to get those guys to send me some clips and some memories. I've already got a few from Joe. It is going to be awesome. What a fun record that is. So that's going to be next week. Until then, I thank you very much for listening and liking and subscribing. And thank you very much. Good night.
The Burt Block Party will be rocking downtown Winnipeg again this summer, featuring Blue Rodeo with Skydiggers, Arkells and guests July Toth, Headstones with I, Mother Earth, Tom Cochran with Streetheart and Sass Jordan, and so much more. Join the party downtown for the best outdoor concerts of the summer. Daily tickets of 4-day passes on sale now at